and welcome to episode 90 of This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, founder and CEO of the This Woman Can Network and podcast. So today I want to say before we kick off the show, thank you so much for listening and being great sponsors of the show. If you like what you hear, I would love if you can help us out a little bit more by subscribing to This Woman Can podcast on iTunes. Give us 5 stars, share, review, spread the word of what you hear, because this is how we get to grow the community. So let's dive in to this week's topic. Perfectionism, let's talk about it. Where do you feel the need to be perfect? Is it your appearance, relationships, or maybe at work? Is the need to be perfect stopping you before you've even started? It's quite possible. In my chat with Marjorie Wharton, we talked at length about perfectionism, how powerfully it holds some women back from achieving their goals and aspirations. And it's a recurrent theme in other interviews and with the women I work with. It stifles their career progression. But the need for perfection often starts where you least expect it. And the good thing is that there are a few simple actions you can take to stop it totally derailing your career. Now, thinking back, I can remember being in my school days and being told to work harder, to push myself, to achieve higher results. And being a black child in the 70s, I was also told I had to work 10 times harder than my white counterparts. And that expectation was that I would always score highly in exams, and that, of course, I wouldn't let my teachers, my parents down. Then I'd be rewarded with praise and validation, which made me want to achieve even more. So it went round the circle. But what I didn't know at the time was that having those high expectations, whether they were my standards or expectations that I assumed others had of me, they were all setting me up to fail. You see, nobody can achieve perfect results or even extremely high standards or expectations all the time. We are human. And that means at some point I would fail and experience my own and the disappointment of others, something I wasn't used to or prepared for. Now, that doesn't mean we should stop striving for goals or growing and learning. It does mean that the expectations we set ourselves, however, need to be set in reality. Now, I know there's been a train of thought that being a perfectionist drives you to deliver fabulous work and achieve career success up to a certain level, at which point visibility and the confidence becomes more important and procrastination can actually hold you back. But studies have shown that perfectionism doesn't help you at all in your career. A non-perfectionist can still deliver at the same high standards as the perfection focused colleague. And in fact, they can sometimes be even more productive as they're not held back by procrastination, a fear of failure, or spending that additional time getting things just right. So while your perfectionist tendencies had you glued to your desk, worrying whether your work was good enough, your colleagues are busy building relationships, sharing successes, and being visible. All these are important elements for career progression. So how do you get past perfectionism? First of all, let's agree that the road to being perfectly imperfect may be a long and bumpy one. After all, you've spent years perfecting your perfection. Then consider whether the expectations that you have of yourself are realistic. Would you expect them of others? Do they hold you back? Dig a little deeper and ask yourself, what expectations does your boss or colleague have of your role, of your job? Do they need the level of output you're pushing, or are you pushing yourself to a higher standard to feel secure and validated? Then try setting more realistic goals for yourself, and if you exceed them, that's a bonus. Come on. That will give you time and energy to focus on self-promotion and relationship building. Now, perfectionism is one of the subjects I cover in my book, This Woman Can, The No Bullshit Guide for Women Who Lead, which is available on Amazon. But you can also find more perfection combating strategies, support and advice via the This Woman Can online community by heading over to www.thiswomancan.coach. So head over there, it's free of charge to join, and you can learn more perfection strategies, perfection combating strategies to kick perfection in the butt. Thank you.